Geo. Welcome to the Sarah and Patty podcast.
Here we go. It is time for another podcast. We did a snap poll about the TV show Last Resort. If you in your relationship were at that point, that precipice, the cliff was there, would you go on that TV show to save your relationship? We look at that. As well as that, what Maccas have banned in the UK, and also every NRL player running out this weekend will be wearing a beanie in round 11. For what reason? We speak with Mark Hughes about this coming up on our podcast.
Sarah and Patty's Snap Poll.
Yeah, we're looking at last night's show. It's been on for a while. The Last Resort.
Even the strongest love can be lost.
I'm going to fight for our relationship. I still think there's hope.
But can the spark be reignited?
In a groundbreaking new Australian series.
I don't want to lose you. I love you.
Well, don't go
five
on the show.
Five couples in complete crisis. With so much at stake.
My biggest fear is we're going to have a broken family.
We'll fight to save their families.
Oh, the crisis is just going on the show. I couldn't believe it because Kirsten, my wife, was watching it, so I thought I'd sit down with you, which I did. Anyway, she got up me because she said, stop whinging about it, babe, because all I did was, I just set up, honey. And they were in this boat last night, and they were, like, the boat was leaking. The boat sunk every time these couples got in. And anyway, there was only one life jacket, and there was a cup the size of a thimble and attached to a piece of rope, and that was to, you know, get the water out. And then the boat's sinking just like the Titanic, and they had to say all these things to each other. I'm there, oh, jeez, honey. And then she says, shut up and just watch the show. Anyway, maybe we should have been on the show, but honestly, If you're all married, and they were, oh, seriously, you were 5 metres from the shore. And I said, out in the middle of the ocean. No, they weren't. Anyway, but honestly, if that was the last thing, or would you, if you were having problems in your relationship, would you go on a TV show like that? 432-444-444. We've got Dave from Woongarra. G'day, Dave.
G'day, Patty. How you going?
Not too bad. Mate, if it was the last thing available to you to salvage your marriage, not saying there's any problems with it, would you go on that TV show, The Last Resort?
Not at all. I wouldn't air my dirty washing out there because there might be some Klingons. I don't know.
I couldn't believe it. Have you? Seriously, I said to Kirst last night, would you, honey, would you go on this show and they talk about everything? I'm there. Absolutely not.
Yeah, no way in the world. Like some of the stuff, the questions they would ask you would be very, very private, and that would make it even worse, wouldn't it?
And it was like, so say your name, Dave. Oh, Dave, and whatever you've done, every time your head's appeared on the screen, they say, Dave, and what he's done, and I'm there, oh, no.
No, you wouldn't do it. Not in a million years. It would just make it worse. It just compound it.
I think it would.
Yeah, for sure.
Have you ever seen the show?
I caught clips of it. I haven't actually watched it in full, but yeah. That was enough for me. I thought, you Muppets, yeah.
Yeah, don't worry. Oh, all right, buddy. Thank you, Dave.
All right, mate.
See you, mate. Bye. Oh, bye. There was another couple too. Oh, sexless marriage. That's the last thing you need on national TV. Sitting at home, you know, everyone knows that nothing's going on. And Donna said, hell to the no on Facebook. Sheppy?
She went hard.
Yeah. Would you go on a show? Would you honestly go on a show like that to save your marriage? What about you, Sheppy?
I personally wouldn't, but if it was myself and my ex, it would make for really great television.
Oh, of course it would. But do you want the whole of Australia to share it?
Oh, no, maybe not.
No, that's what I think. No. You know, that's what I said to Kirst. I went, oh, babe, absolutely not. But look, you continue the conversation if you want. Continue it. Go to 2GO's Facebook page. I was just telling you before, it's 8-6, Sarah and Patty, 2GO, about what Maccas have been stopped doing. Well, this is in the UK. They've had their ad pulled after it showed this young kid who was cheered up by a fillet of fish after losing his dad. And McDonald's have announced that they're going to withdraw the controversial ad following the story of a grieving boy, thousands of complaints that they received. And it followed this teenage boy on a walk with his mum as she fondly reminisces about the dad and the boy negatively comparing himself to the man that he hardly knew. But in the end, the connection was that he liked tartare sauce on the burger.
Mom.
Yes, love?
What was Dad like?
He was big and cuddly, your dad.
tall as a house, with big, big hands.
Come on, little one. It was never scruffy.
I think so.
What was your dad's favourite, too?
See, fillet of fish, burger.
Tartar sauce.
Oh, there we go.
Hold down his chin.
Oh, jeez. And that's the link. The tartare sauce down the link. So that's been pulled. But can you imagine next minute Maccas, they'll be having drive-through funerals.
Hello and welcome to McFunerals.
Yeah, we're here for the funeral, mate.
Hang on, I'll just start the tape. Dearly beloved, we're gathered here today to pay respect to... Sorry, I should have asked. Do you want flowers with the funeral?
No, just the funeral, thanks, mate.
Okay. Dearly beloved, we're gathered here today to pay respect to... Sorry for interrupting, but you can get the funeral combo. That gives you a limited edition urn. There's only 2 million of these in Australia.
No, mate. We just want the funeral, thanks.
Okay. Do the kids want any balloons?
Mate, if you don't give us just our funeral, you'll be the one people are paying respect to.
Okay. Dearly beloved, we're gathered here today... excuse me, was it a cremation or a burial?
No, it was just a burial, mate.
Oh, Dave, turn the grill off, will you?
It's Beanie for Brain Cancer Round in the NRL from now until the 21st. And to talk about this, the man behind it is Mark Hughes, former Newcastle Knights player and State of Origin winger as well. G'day, Mark.
Good morning, Paddy. How are you, mate?
Yeah, really, really well, mate. Congratulations. This cause, mate, is going from strength to strength, buddy.
Well, mate, you have been a supporter from the start, so I want to say thank you for that. And certainly Channel 9, the NRL, the rugby league community have jumped right on board, and it's going to be a huge weekend. So you can still order beanies, of course. So get on the Mark Hughes Foundation website and order your beanie and we'll get them sent to you. Or you can get them at the games if you're going to be at the games this weekend as well. And, of course, from June 19 to 23, that's when we want you to register your school or business or family to do the beanie week, which where you wear a beanie and bring a gold coin donation. So still plenty of time for beanies.
Yeah, sensational stuff. And, mate, to go behind the scenes, if people don't know, Mark, you were affected by brain cancer. How many years ago now, mate?
Yeah, 2013, I was struck down with serious headaches for 2 days. And from there, my world was turned upside down. And I get scans every 4 months now and things are going really well. But with brain cancer, it can change very quickly. And, you know, there's lots of stories out there. Shani Kamali, which a lot of people are hearing about, which is Brett Kamali's wife. Shocking. And there's lots of those stories. And, you know, the foundation's out to do more research so we can stop this tearing apart, you know, young families. It's just horrible.
Mate, I love seeing all your former Newcastle Knights, mate, because I saw, like, Chief Harrigan last year when he was on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. What he did for your cause was sensational. And also, Feb, didn't he give part of the money to your cause who ended up winning I'm a Celebrity?
Yep. Brendan Favola did. And Chief's with me now. We're in Sydney. We're doing radio. We're going to NRL. It's just amazing, and Chief's been a fantastic ambassador to have for the foundation, and I couldn't be happier to have him next to me.
Yeah, I saw Cameron Williams on Channel 9 with Peter Overton. He had his beanie on. Jonathan Thurston's been a big supporter of this, and as you say, this horrendous disease can strike any time, anyone, you, your beautiful wife and your kids, and you're just forging ahead and doing so much for it, mate.
Yeah, thanks, Paddy, and yeah, we couldn't do it without the support, so... And we do get a lot of support from the Central Coast, which I'm always grateful for. So thank you. You're awesome. And if you haven't got a beanie, get online. $20, they're awesome. We've got a women's one and a men's one this year. So get your beanie ready for winter.
All right, mate. We will speak to you in June. I know you've got a really busy one. We'll probably see you on the footy tonight, Marky.
Yep, keep a lookout and keep an eye out on the players when they're running out. They're all going to be wearing beanies, which would just be amazing.
Oh, wow. Is that in tonight's match when the Sharkies...
Every game.
Oh, every game this weekend.
It's going to be huge.
Well, that is massive. So Sharks and Cowboys, the Warriors and Dragons tomorrow, every game.
I don't know whether the Warriors got them, but I think the rest will be wearing the Mark Hughes Foundation beanies out on the field, which will be awesome.
All right. Now, if people want any more information, just Google Mark Hughes Foundation and you'll be able to get your beanie. Champion, I know you're really busy. Thanks for taking time out, Mark.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, Paddy.
You've been listening to the Sarah and Paddy podcast. Catch them live weekdays from 5 on 107.7 2GO.